President Bush is still 2 months away from the start of his second term, but pundits are already talking about who might top the Republican ticket in 2008. One name that keeps coming up is that of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. But for the Austrian-born former actor to run, the U.S. Constitution would have to be amended. And even if that hurdle is cleared, Schwarzenegger could run into problems within his own party, as NPR's John McChesney reports.
Some Republicans are itching to hitch Schwarzenegger's star power to their next race for president. That the party is keenly aware of the governor's broad appeal is obvious. He was a featured speaker at the Republican National Convention, and he made a brief but significant campaign appearance with President Bush in Columbus, Ohio. But the Constitution says the president must be a natural-born American citizen. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch enjoys a friendship with the governor and is seeking to have the Constitution amended so a foreign-born U.S. citizen can become president.
Frankly, it would be just wrong if somebody who's been here 20 years or more can't run for president when they have all the qualifications.
Hatch, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, recently held hearings on the issue. The hearings weren't exactly headline grabbers, but still, the senator is hopeful.
I think there's a momentum building, not just for Arnold, but for anybody who really qualifies, has all the qualifications except that one disqualification under the Constitution. So I think it's time to change that, and I don't think reasonable people would disagree with that.
Schwarzenegger himself thinks it's reasonable. Last February, on NBC's Meet the Press, he said that such a constitutional amendment would be really good.
I think times have changed. I think this is now a much more global economy. I think that there's so many people here in this country that are now from overseas, that are immigrants, that are doing such a terrific job with their work, bringing businesses here and all this. Yeah, there's no reason why not. I mean, the key thing is it's just that you understand the political system, how it works.
Stanford University history professor Jack Rakoff says there is an argument to be made that this part of the Constitution is an anachronism today, but he's not pleased with the context in which an amendment is being proposed.
After all, we've only amended the Constitution 27 times in the 215 years in which it's been in operation. And we don't want to think of the Constitution as a document that's so malleable that we're willing to amend it with particular individuals in mind. If I had a vote in Congress on it, I would say, sure, vote for it, but let's add a clause that says the amendment should not kick in for another 20 years.
All of this assumes that two-thirds of both houses of Congress and three-fourths of the state legislatures would vote for such an amendment. Getting it over these hurdles would be a time-consuming and daunting political undertaking. But some observers argue that Democrats also have a good reason to vote for it. That would be Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, a promising Democrat who was born in Canada. She favors such an amendment, but says she has not a whit of interest in running for president. But assuming the unlikely event of passage, moderate Republican Schwarzenegger would then face another formidable obstacle: Republican Party conservatives, who are feeling their oats after the recent election. We asked longtime conservative leader Richard Viguerie if he would get behind a Schwarzenegger candidacy.
Absolutely not. He is wrong on many, if not most, of the issues of importance to the base of the Republican Party. He's wrong pretty much across the board on the social issues, stem cell research, same-sex marriage, all the homosexual issues, abortion. He's just out of sync with the majority of the Republican voters.
Viguerie says Senator Hatch has wandered off the conservative reservation, momentarily seduced by a compelling personality. And at this point, it's not at all clear that many other Republicans will follow the Utah senator's lead. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.